Guys, I have a more open-ended question, sort of forward-looking, if you will. And whoever wants to answer it, please do. Shashank earlier mentioned that one of the blessings and the curse in agri is how much you can actually do. So if you guys were to start up today, and this is for some of the founders that are watching, what would be the one problem other than yours that you're solving? Would you pick and where would you want to build a business? Where do you see an opportunity that's not been solved in agri? Anyone who wants to answer it?
Maybe I can tell you. So, and again, if I just extend the question, if you're trying to ask Sanjot that even in India, when there are more than 200 or 300 agri-tech startups working, but still, what are the key areas where still kind of people should aspire?
Yeah.
So having a common thought that still, lending, insurance, all these things are still quite early in India, and you will not find many people working or having having a tailor-made model, for farmers. Be it the model like model related to vegetable aggregation or agri input selling or contract farming for that matter. In a way, this credit part or getting access to capital for farmer, that's an important angle. That's an important aspect. So that is one area where definitely there is a gap, and most of the people, including us, whenever we think about adding or integrating financial services, but still it's a kind of more like a bundling thing. I think model around credit, insurance, some sort of deep tech to monitor even land parcel of small farmers, right? I think that is one area where there is a gap, right? We do have technology where you can monitor the crop spatially, but still in terms of accuracy. And when you talk, especially talk about smallholder, where probably your farm size will be as small or as large as a cricket pitch, I think that is something which is still, I think that's a gap.
So for us, I think, honestly, we've just started. So I think we are very clear on this aspect of the supply chain, but I agree with Shashank that financing at farm end is very critical. And to be honest, we initially thought that could be one of the hooks to start this business. But the only challenge that we saw in that aspect to start with is that, the organized output sale is very limited. So what happens is you end up selling to farmers, and unless and until, obviously, which is a very unorganized market today, and you end up giving credit to farmers and recovery becoming such a difficult aspect for such huge customer base, the profiling, credit score, and all the data is just not available. That was the key challenge in my, so this I thought I would say 3-4 years back when I was at ITC, looking at financing my farmers, and we were working with banks at that point of time. And I thought, why shouldn't I do it myself, getting insurance, and then obviously you get the hook and then you sell the produce. My challenge was that at that point of time. I think now that more organization is coming at the output space, the people who can guarantee or assure you obviously a back sale or a kind of a commitment, I think that would become very, very attractive. But at that point of time, obviously I felt that, it's too unorganized as a market for recovery to happen. And the effort would be too high for the recovery, and the economics might not work. You just have to spend too much money there. But I also align with Shashank, that's an unsolved problem. And with more organization coming in, contract farming or output, something very interesting to solve for.
Got it.
You were saying something.
One other, yeah. So, okay. Go ahead, please go ahead.
No, actually, to answer the question, like if you had to do it again, how do you position yourself, what you do, kind of question. We never chose this space when we entered, actually. So we were doing something and then that modified into something. And then finally, 2 years down the line, we were looking, okay, we are solving a agri supply chain problem, right? So it's like we were, a lot of people asked, how did you land up on the sector? It's like we were doing something and suddenly we found we landed on the sector. So when I look back and see like, okay, what could I have done better or what I wanted to do in the future, I largely felt a feel at an organization that we are just trying to bring in efficiency to a supply chain which already exists. And even what is the contribution on Jakarta? Okay, we build an alternate supply chain, which is maybe efficient in the future, maybe a little more efficient and add more money to the farmer, bring in more transparency. But we believe that you're not any brought in any fundamental shift to the sector as such. So that's a constant question which keep asking, right? Tomorrow if Ninjaga doesn't exist, okay, no one will feel a pain point, right? Maybe the farm, maybe some of the farmers that we work with might feel, okay, maybe I have to work with a little more middleman to solve my problems, or let's say my customer will say, okay, maybe his sleep would have been affected for a year, hour or two, and then maybe he has to go buy it from the market. So that's a dent we are crossing down. The dent is so small. So then we ask from a larger perspective that yeah, we can definitely create value. We can take this up and do some good stuff. But is it a fundamentally is it bringing some shift into the ecosystem, or like say, how do we make yourself so valuable? It's a larger question we keep asking. So if I had to start something and start doing something new, the first question I will probably ask is like, how do I get into solving a problem which brings in a fundamental shift to the way things work, and make yourself so relevant that people feel the pain of you being non-existent. Right now, we might do 1,000 tons, we can go on to do 10,000 tons of vegetables and fruits. But the fact is not that. The fact is, like, if you don't exist, people will be happy. Maybe they feel a little bit of pain, right? But our overall question which we keep asking ourselves continuously in the organization, though we don't have an answer for it, or we are pursuing some small portion of it, right? It's like, how do you make yourself so relevant to the sector or the ecosystem that the mere absence of you is felt, right? That is something which, if I had to start something, I had to think through and see this doing something. That's a question I always wanted to answer first before I start up. But it's also vice versa. If I keep thinking about that, I never get to do anything. So it's always like you keep doing, you start building something, and suddenly something becomes relevant and you scale it. But during the process, it's also important to keep asking yourself, like, how do you differentiate yourself and make yourself relevant to the current ecosystem, stakeholders, etc.
Got it. No, I think that's super interesting and some excellent points there. With that, guys, I'll wrap up the discussion. We can keep on going endlessly. I think all of your journeys are super unique. And if I may use the term, I think you're pioneers in what you're building globally. So it's very, very inspirational, despite the challenges of the sector, what you guys have achieved and will go on to achieve. So thank you for taking the time. I know it's a very, very busy time for all of you. We really appreciate it, and would love to continue the dialogue.